Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Driving around Eureka, I can't help but notice the increasing prevalence of homeless people laying on the sidewalks, camping in the gulches, or screaming into the air. Arcata is no better. Across the street from Cal Poly Humboldt are various tents, shopping carts, and mounds of garbage that testify to the people living there, unhoused and undignified, but also seemingly unharassed by city officials. As an airline pilot, I'm constantly traveling to cities across America, and there's a stark contrast between the West Coast and the rest of the U.S. in regards to this issue. It seems that many of us have become numb to the suffering, accepting that large homeless populations are an intractable problem that will never be solved. But is it? In his book, San Francisco, Michael Schellenberger documents the ways in which progressive policies towards homelessness have actually made it worse. Schellenberger points to three progressive policies, housing first, harm reduction, and drug decriminalization, that have led to an explosion in homelessness. In the past 15 years, California has seen a 23.4% increase in its homeless population. Meanwhile, Florida, a state with a similarly welcoming sunny climate, saw a 46% decrease in homelessness during the same time period. Policies matter. It's time to change course in California. First, we must recognize that homelessness is primarily a crisis of addiction and mental health. A 2019 study by California Policy Lab found that 78% of homeless in America reported having mental health conditions, and 75% said they struggled with substance abuse. There is an affordable housing crisis, but it's not the primary driver of people sleeping on the streets. Addicts need shelter that comes with programs that work towards getting clean, rehabilitation, and job training. Housing First gives apartments at great expense to the taxpayer, with no requirements placed on individuals to get clean or take their meds. This is a kind of crippling altruism that expects nothing of people and robs them of their agency and humanity, and all too often leads to spiraling addiction, not recovery. Harm reduction programs hand out clean needles to addicts, and in some cases the general public, presuming that their drug use is inevitable. But this strategy is hopelessly cynical. It assumes that addiction is too powerful to overcome, and in an attempt not to stigmatize users, it often tacitly endorses people injecting poison into their bodies while giving a false sense of safety. With the increasing use of fentanyl and the explosion of overdose deaths, this policy is often a death sentence. Overdose deaths in the United States surpassed 100,000 last year, despite huge sums of money going to harm reduction agencies. What we need is policies that stop open-air drug markets, arrest dealers, and force users into rehab. Selling poison to kids is not a victimless crime, and the sentences should reflect the harm done to society. There's nothing compassionate about allowing people to live in their own filth on the sidewalk. We also need more hospital beds and involuntary admissions for the severely mentally ill that are unable to take care of themselves. It's time to demand that our politicians and city leaders stop implementing the same failed policies and start doing something that works. We can all agree that what we're doing now is not working. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.